we reached an agreement in principle between us on all on the Homeland Security and the other six bills. Our staffs are going to be working feverishly to put all of the particulars together, and that's all we can tell you now. We're not getting into numbers and everything, but it's something that is a product of all of us's work, and we believe if this becomes law, of course it will open the government.
Shelby said the negotiators talked periodically with White House representatives about the pact. He hoped the president could support the deal. The agreement would provide only $1.3 billion for wall construction. That's far less than what Trump had demanded. On Monday, Trump renewed his criticism of the Democrats for hindering the construction of a wall along the country's border with Mexico.
We can have technology, we can have beautiful drones flying all over the place, but it doesn't work without the wall. Now, we need a wall. We can call it anything. We'll call it barriers, we'll call it whatever they want. But now it turns out not only don't they want to give us the money for the wall, they don't want to give us the space to detain murderers, criminals, drug dealers, human smugglers. How bad is that? Human smuggling.
Trump accused Democrats of allowing what he called criminals and murderers to enter the U.S. He has been calling for $5.7 billion to help construct the border wall. In December, the standoff over the issue triggered a 35-day partial government shutdown. Trump agreed to reopen the government for 3 weeks to allow congressional negotiators to find a compromise on government funding for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends on September 30th.